B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
All right, Buck, I'm keeping it real. I'm still getting ready, okay? You have the camera rolling. I have my lipstick on. You know what my makeup... You don't care about makeup tips, but I'll tell you my makeup tips of a pro.
I don't care at all.
First of all, lip plumper. Can't leave the house without it. Nope. Plumps your lips up. And my daughter has nice big lips, and I think maybe it's hereditary, but also I think I use so much lip plumper, it like got into her, went through the placenta. she got some of that. I don't know if it's approved, FDA approved for pregnant women, but it makes your lips feel like they're on fire. I love it.
Just so everyone knows, I walked into the studio, and it was covered in, I don't know, makeup products?
Yes. Totally.
Eyeliner. I don't know the name of these things. Eyeliner, lip plumper.
Well,
lip plumper.
Plumper. I didn't have time to put everything on. This is like a, what do they call this? Well, this is just, you know, like a bronzer, a shimmer. But I want to be seen from outer space.
Oh.
You know, so if you put enough shimmer on, number one, it distracts from the bags under your eyes because all people can see is a shimmer. And number two, you're seen from the moon. And that's what you want. Okay.
Okay.
But as I'm doing this, I'm a pretty girly girl. Would you say so?
Yeah.
Even though I've covered sports in the past and I like certain things like that, I'm a girly girl at heart. And so is my daughter.
You are. And I like those glasses.
Oh.
They look good. I didn't even know you wore glasses.
Okay. My eyes are getting worse because I'm pregnant. And
yeah.
So I have to wear my glasses now. It makes it a lot easier to do work and to see people and wave at people in the hall, know who it is. But I hate wearing them because you know who I always feel like is Pam on The Office.
I love Pam.
I know.
We love The Office.
I know, but remember when she wears glasses and Michael comes in, he goes, ah, you look so ugly.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael Scott's like, oh.
So that's what I think of.
I don't think anyone's going to do that to you.
Okay. Well, I feel like Pam today in the glasses. So
I can be Jim.
Yeah. You're totally Jim. You're totally Jim. But
we just need a Dwight.
You know, I'm not going to name any names, but there are some people
we've got
who've
some
already like identified that there are some office dynamics here. There have been in the past, maybe. So we need our own Michael Scott is really who we need. Our fearless leader.
We do need a Michael Scott. That's it. I'm not saying anything else.
So I'm going to say it. I don't know if I'll see it or not, but you know who our leader now reminds me of? Because you watch Parks and Recreation, right?
Trying to, but I haven't really seen it.
Okay, then you won't get it. Never mind. I won't even say it. It's a total compliment. It's Rob Lowe's character.
Okay.
Super positive, keeps himself in
all
fit.
Right.
So it's a total compliment.
That's
Anyways,
good.
Here we go. Okay, let's start the show. I'm a girly girl. I have a girl on the way. I have another daughter who's extremely that way. I feel bad for Doug. He's going to be outnumbered. Here you are in your household. You've got the dynamic where Lorelli is outnumbered.
Yeah, we've got the opposite sexes going on here, outnumbering each other. It's super weird. So we've got our teams, both of us, and our spouses are outnumbered.
Yes.
How do you think they feel? Lonely.
I don't have time to think about it.
Alone. No one wants to play with them.
You know, that's the thing. Is that, as I've said, Doug wanted another little girl, so he's totally cool with it. He grew up with girls because he has two twin sisters. And he has, you know, he's fine with that dynamic. But I do think to myself, what's it going to be like when we're sitting around the table and we're playing board games? And he's, you know, have you ever played like Balderdash or played Scattergories or some of these things are gender influences, answers or ideas. And I feel like it'd be cool for him to have not so cool that I want to have another child. Trust me on that one. But I think, you know, oh, is he going to miss out? Because he's not going to have a little buddy there to kind of get the guy humor, get the, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I think he probably will. But the girls are so good. They're going to be so great together. He's not even going to think like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even going to be like, oh, but a boy, he would like this. No, it's just going to be like, these are the girls, and this is what they like,
this
and I like
packing.
It too. This is it.
Yep, this is my little
roll
harem,
with it.
My pack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. I know. With me and Jackson, when I look around at the toys in his room, and obviously scattered in every single room in the house that he refuses to pick up, that's another story. it's all boy stuff.
Right.
Dinosaurs, Star Wars stuff, Spider-Man, Captain America. What about your house? Do you have girl toys?
Everything. Yes. Everything is pink. Everything is, you know, and she's already graduating. Like I said, she likes makeup. She likes nail polish. That's her wheelhouse. She likes mom's clothes. And all of her toys are, but I will say Doug bonds with her on his own, in his own way. I mean, they totally bond. But, you know, when he says, what do you want to do when you grow up? Do you want to go work at a radio station like mommy? I mean, kind of, you know, she says no. She says, I want to be like daddy, go to properties. Go to properties.
Oh.
So she likes properties. So she loves cranes. So okay. She's kind of got a mix going on. So in other words, Lorelli will bond with Jackson in her own way,
in her own little.
I mean, of course she bonds with him. She's a phenomenal mom. But.
Right.
You know, as far as interests, they'll continue to develop those together.
I noticed for the first time them doing something together that I didn't think he would be into.
What was it?
And she loves it. She'll sit on the floor in front of the couch, and he'll sit behind her on the couch, and he'll brush her hair. And he'll put it in a ponytail. Her hair's really curly, so he'll add all kinds of product in it and help it, you know, stuff that she puts in it. And they do it all the time now. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
That's lovely. Oh, and that's very caretaking.
It is.
For a boy, yeah.
So does Doug have anything that he does that maybe...
That he's doing that's a little more feminine, you mean?
Yeah, or does your daughter do anything that's very boyish?
Yes.
That's just with him?
Sure, the cranes, the looking at property. She has a hard hat.
Okay.
She has a construction hat.
So she likes construction and stuff like that. Yeah,
yes.
That's cool.
So she's got a mix going on.
See, as long as little stuff like that goes on, I think it's fine that he won't have any boys. Because he's still, you know, it's still a little bit. I mean, bottom line is you're happy you got your kid. You're not going to be like. Oh.
Right. I know. I'm just the odd man out or odd woman out in your family's case. No, that we make it work. We make it work. Okay, so speaking of making it work, how do we want our kids? What are things that we're afraid of that we're not doing right now? We're not instilling that. Are they going to have these skill sets when they get older? I saw a story about this, so it just made me think of it.
Yeah.
And so this list ranged from everything from changing a tire to doing a budget to being able to do laundry to dealing with a broken heart. So it was a whole bunch of things that you worry that, okay, they're babies now. What do we need to do to get them from point A to point B to be functional adults?
Yeah.
What are the things, like when you look at Jackson right now, what are you projecting out and saying, okay, maybe I do need to pick up the pace in helping him manage this part of his life because maybe he'll need a little bit more help with that. And what are things that will just come naturally to him?
Man, in a way, I don't know. And in a way, I know so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, I'm still building the foundation of him.
Right.
So I'm trying to teach him how to share and be fair to other kids, not punch, not fight, not cry, not whine when you don't get your way, how to ask politely. All that stuff right now is on the front of my mind. But in the long term, there's always going to come a situation where you're in with some friends that maybe you shouldn't have been hanging out with. And they do something bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you have that moment when you say, do I do it or do I don't do it?
Yes. Yes.
It might be illegal. Mm-hmm. It might be kind of illegal. You know, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But all of us get in that
gray
at least
area.
Once. And I just hope he's smart enough and doesn't do something that could affect, you know, the rest of his future.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You know.
I remember one of my friends who I have a lot of respect for. He has kids who are grown and both of his kids are great. And I remember with his boy, he used to always tell him, look, I can't help you out. If you get someone pregnant or if you do drugs.
Or go to jail.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And that too, or do anything that would cause you to do that. And under the drugs was drinking and driving too, of course.
Yeah.
So it's like those three basic things. He's like, you're going to have a good life. I'm going to help you. You got a lot going for you. Those are the three things. If you do those things, I can't necessarily help you. And that kind of makes it pretty simple, right?
That is. What do you think? What are your things?
So with my current daughter, and I have no idea what this one's going to be like, I looked at the list. I'm like, I think she's on her way. I do. I mean, even budgeting. What are you talking about? A two-year-old budgeting. But we're already starting to really explain to her money. We have to go to work to get money. We have to buy, you know, buying things. So she's already understanding the market of exchange somewhat.
Yeah.
I think she'll get that too because she's also... you know, I think she'll get that. And she has two parents who are kind of oriented like that. But the one thing that was on the list that I go, oh my gosh, I don't want her to have to deal with that. It was dealing with a broken heart. Because you know what? Yeah. You can't ever prepare anybody for that. The only way you can help prepare someone for that is by raising them to be extraordinarily confident. And that comes with a price too, because then if they're so confident, they're the one out there breaking hearts all the time. That's cool. But I always feel like as tough as it is to go through a broken heart, you learn from that. And you're stronger in the aftermath.
There's no better teacher.
Yes.
Than when you get your heart broken. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think what we could do. We could buy our child their favorite toy.
Mm-hmm.
And when they love it the most, we take it away. That's what it's
like
to have a broken heart.
Yeah, yeah. That's
deal with that. Yeah.
I know. That's the whole point, is you never want them to feel badly. So you don't want to do anything to help them prepare for that.
Yeah.
Changing a tire. If she's my daughter, she ain't never going to learn how to change a tire.
They got a triple A nowadays, so...
You know what skill set I have? Damsel in distress.
I have cry in my car.
Yeah, exactly. Car problems, cry.
You know what?
Thank goodness for cell phones.
On my insurance the last couple years, my regular car insurance, there's an option. Mm-hmm. And it's only a couple more dollars, and it's roadside assistance. I get it every time. Because I'm like, you know what? It's like 100 degrees outside. I'm not a man's man. If I get a flat tire, I'm just going to call you guys and I'll wait in my car for 20, 30 minutes. Just come do it.
Well, that's the smart way to do things. It's the less dangerous way to do things. One of our coworkers I was talking about this with, and he taught his daughters how to do that. Have a lot of respect for that.
Yeah.
But in today's day and age, I feel like it's dangerous to do that. You know, just don't.
Yeah.
It's too hot. The pedestrians around here are just doing a story. Pedestrians in the Tampa Bay area are really at risk for getting hit by a car.
A busy highway, mm-hmm. a busy bridge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People are driving off the bridge.
Yeah. Stay in your vehicle. Put on your hazards. Put on your blinky lights and cry like me. But there are all kinds of things that they'll have to face. I mean, even household things. She's prepared to cook. We got her cooking all the time. She's going to be good at that.
Are you doing a cooking show with her or something?
It's a cooking blog. It's Throw It Together Thursday, and it's once a month. And so it's coming up next week.
That's
we'll have
cool.
another edition of it. And she cooks I mean, she does it all. So, I mean, probably shouldn't tell some people that, but it's a bad parent. Can't give two-year-olds knives.
Is she also washing the dishes?
She does like to wash dishes. She loves to.
Yes.
She loves to.
Did I say you guys can come play at our house anytime? Yeah. And we have lots of dishes.
Okay. Well, we will do that, Buck. That sounds like fun.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.